This is JIS News. Coming up, government to embark on major improvements for health sector. Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica installs solar panels at 12 schools at Forum Bridge in Portmore to be rehabilitated. The news in detail after this message.
I am good enough.
I am brave enough.
I am strong enough.
I have had enough.
You've had enough. Report cases of suspected child abuse at the Office of the Children's Registry now. You are strong enough. You are brave enough. You are smart enough. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
Now the news. The local health sector will see major improvement and reform in response to the findings of a comprehensive audit carried out on the island's regional health authorities. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says a number of measures will be implemented this fiscal year to address the inadequacies revealed in the audit. He says the ministry will spend $460 million on the upgrading of hospital infrastructure and $322 million on primary health care this year. Meanwhile, Dr. Ferguson informs that the reform of pharmacy services is being fast-tracked in alignment with Cabinet's approval of the transfer of pharmaceutical services to the National Health Fund. He says a pharmacy management information system is also being implemented to assist in tracking items, order levels, availability, and expiration dates.
This system will afford us a national picture and allow for the movement of drugs from the facility to another as required, or the movement of drugs to places where utilization is greater, thereby reducing wastage and spoilage.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at a press briefing in Kingston on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health will sign an agreement for the development of a 10-year strategic plan to advance healthcare services in Jamaica. Portfolio Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says a $250,000 proposal was accepted by the Inter-American Development Bank IDB for implementation of the plan. The project was approved by Cabinet this year and signed off by the Attorney General's Chambers. Dr. Ferguson adds that it will be guided by a soon-to-be-established multi-sectoral group.
The group will provide guidance to the technical team, which will include external and local consultants with support from PAO, CARFA, and other agencies.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, PCJ, has installed solar panels at 12 schools across the island as part of a $62 million project to cut electricity costs to the government. The schools include Arden High, Clarendon College, Glenmuir High, Hampton School for Girls, Monroe College, and Norman Manley High. It is anticipated that the systems should be fully operational later this month, which will complete the first phase of the project. The PCJ says Phase 2 will involve installations at three additional schools and select government offices. The institutions are Kingston High, Rose Hill Primary and St. Hugh's High School, as well as the Scientific Research Council, Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, and the PCJ. It is expected that all 18 systems will generate 344,000 kilowatt hours of energy per year. The PCJ says after all the systems are outfitted, the government expects to save an estimated $16 million annually on electricity bills. And the Forum Bridge on the Port Henderson Road in Portmore, St. Catherine is to be rehabilitated at a cost of $27 million. The contract was signed Wednesday for the six-month project expected to begin next week. Quality Henderson Plus Contracting Company will undertake the works with the National Works Agency, NWA, as the implementing body. Addressing the signing ceremony in Portmore, Junior Transport Works and Housing Minister Richard Azan appealed for cooperation from residents during the construction phase.
The period for the construction is 6 months, but the bridge will be closed for 3 months. And during the 3 months, the National Work Agency will be putting in a detour road that we can use in the meanwhile. Also, they're going to be putting a pedestrian walkway that you can walk across while construction is taking place. During the peak period at the Port Henderson section, you are going to be restricted to one-way traffic.
The six-month project will include sandblasting, repair of bridge steel structure and base, and pavement reconstruction. That was the JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.